welcome you again in another episode in our program, Heroes of Faith. We're going to continue with Daniel, a fascinated character of the Old Testament. And as we started with His Grace, Bishop Yusuf, who always been there with his wise interpretation of the Bible and wise advices to our youth. We were happy and delighted again, Sayyidina, to have you again to continue this episode about Daniel. We talked about many things about Daniel. We talked about being a sojourner, just to correct the word of being a stranger. And also we talked about friendship in his life. Also, another factor of his strength is his prayer. I'm sure this factor made him very close to God, that he was not even thinking for a second to forsake him. How we can improve our relationship with God through our prayers, to learn from Daniel's life?
When actually the king made this order, for 1 month nobody should ask anything from anybody except the king, Daniel did not abide by this, because he knew that his strength comes from God. And he went to his room, he opened the window, looked at Jerusalem, and prayed. Because, as St. Peter said, it is ought to obey God than men. So he obeyed God and refused to submit to the order of the king. This prayer actually saved him. The king ordered Daniel to be thrown into the lions of the lions den, because he disobeyed the king's order. And Daniel was not afraid, and he prayed, and God actually sent his angels and shut the mouth of the lions. So the prayer here is our tool to victory. Because in our life, I'm constant spiritual warfare against Satan. And in this warfare, Satan and me, Satan is powerful than me. So definitely, if I am alone fighting Satan, Satan will win. But here, if I have God with me, then it's God plus me against Satan. Here, I can defeat Satan, and I can be victorious in my life. Daniel, in his prayer, he interceded on behalf of the people. And actually, he confessed the sins of his people as if his own sins. And this tells us that Daniel used the various forms of prayer. As you know, at least we can say there are four forms of prayer: the supplication, the prayer, the intercession, thanksgiving, and praising the Lord. Supplication, when we ask for a certain request from God, for myself. And Daniel used this when he prayed for God to save him from the lions in the den. And prayer in general is just communication, like when you see your friend and you say to him how much you miss him, how much you enjoy being with him. There is not a certain request here. So prayer is just communication with God. I talk to him as my Father, as my Lord, as my Master, as my Shepherd, as my Teacher, as my Light, as my Salvation. I talk to God. Intercession, when I speak and pray on behalf of others, as Daniel prayed on behalf of his people. And this is one of the dearest prayers to God, because there is no selfishness. I'm not asking anything for myself. I forget myself completely, and I pray for others. And the last form of prayers is thanksgiving and praise, when we glorify God for who He is. And this is actually the praise of the cherubim and the seraphim, who says, holy, holy, holy. They are praising God for who He is. So Daniel used all these forms of prayer. And this was the tool in his victory, not only over the lions, but over the internal lions, and to be righteous, godly, faithful, hero of faith, this fascinating character that we learned a lot from him.
Sayyidina, our youth has sometimes a problem with prayer, especially when they are alone. And actually, they prefer sometimes not to pray in front of anyone. So even if they are in the church, they are afraid to show their dearest feelings and emotions to God because they don't want anybody to see them. When they are at home, they don't want to pray in front of their families and parents. But Daniel, even with when he has an excuse to close his doors and to close his windows and to pray in his own room, he actually, with this persecution, he confessed his faith and his belief in God, and he opened his windows and he prayed, not fearful of anything, not ashamed, not embarrassed, not anything. How do you can address this issue for the youth when it comes to prayer, Sayyidina?
As we learned that there are three types of prayer. The personal prayer, as the Lord said, go into your inner room, lock your door, and pray to your Father in heaven in secret. And the other type of prayer is the family prayer. As Joshua, son of Nun, said, me and my family worship the Lord. And the third type of prayer is the public prayer, when we come in the church and we pray together. We need to know the benefit of the communal prayer. When we pray together, you know, we strengthen each other. And your prayer will strengthen mine, and mine will strengthen you. So our prayer will go to heaven and be accepted. And actually, the Lord emphasizes this fact. He told, if two or three assembled in my name, I'll be among them. So why do I use this blessing, having the Lord in our midst?
Another factor in the life of Daniel also, God has blessed him with many gifts, actually, because of his strong, heroic faith that he has in his life. He gave him the gift of explaining the dreams. He also revealed to him a lot of factors about the future, about his birth and his coming, about the second coming, and about many things. And also he blessed him with a gift of wisdom. Probably in a story that we don't see in our regular Bibles that we have in our hands. So I would like you, Sayyidina, to reflect on this story and to see how wisdom could be a gift that can keep us strong in our faith with God.
Is the wisdom gift given to certain people, or each person and every person has the opportunity to be wise and grow in wisdom? The answer, we can find it in the book of St. James, when he said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him he ask, and God will give him abundantly without reproach. So even if I'm not wise, but if I pray, I will get the wisdom. The second thing here, David said, I became wiser than the elders because your law is my meditation. So when I read and recite the word of God day and night, then actually I will grow in wisdom. The third point, discipleship. When I become a disciple to the elders and the priests of the church and the elders in the church, It was a true spirit of discipleship and learn from their counsel, learn from their wisdom. When I listened to my parent and learned from their advice, as the book of Proverbs instructs me, this also will help me to grow in wisdom. Reading and studying the early church fathers and studying all the fathers of the church, like the contemporary fathers, like His Holiness Pope Shenouda, or our beloved bishops and priests, and learn from their wisdom, their experience, this also will help me to grow in wisdom. What I'm trying to say, wisdom is a gift, can be given to anybody, but given to those who search for it. And one of my favorite verses in Proverbs chapter 1, when the Lord was rebuking us, until when you ignorant are content with your ignorance? We should not be content with our ignorance. Actually, we should search for knowledge. We should grow in wisdom. We shouldn't be content with, I don't know. No, we need to search for knowledge and search for wisdom. And if we ask for it, God will grant us this heavenly wisdom.
Thank you, Sayyidina, so much. Actually, Daniel is a great character to learn from. He has a lot of factors of faith that from the beginning of his youth until the end, he was steadfast in his relation with God. Pray for us, Sayyidina, and we want to see you again in another episode with the heroes of faith. Thank you all, and as I always say, if God was able to reveal himself in these characters, he can reveal himself in you.